How's it taken this long to expose the rort, otherwise known as childcare, and it is a rort. The big rort, of course, is that someone else has got to pay for your children. Can't happen. Over the last 10 months, 15 people have been arrested, 13 people charged. It'd be the tip of the iceberg, wouldn't it? 8 million worth of assets seized. While I was in Rio broadcasting for the Olympic Games, two Sydney men, Ali Assad and Hussein Dandachi, the registered proprietors of a Lakemba Family Daycare Centre, that's the centre that's in your own home, were arrested and charged with fraud for allegedly channeling some of the more than 27 million they received in childcare subsidies to Islamic State. Today it's reported another bloke, Ruben Marjok Alia Aguer, a former Sudanese refugee, was paid 1.6 million in taxpayer subsidies over 16 months, ostensibly to run a daycare centre from his home in Canberra, even though officials sent to conduct compliance checks never spotted a child in care at the premises. Mr. Aguer, a former ACT Education Department staffer, received $100,000 a month in childcare benefits for 74 children whose existence was never verified by government. ACT authorities found Mr. Aguer failed to employ relevant staff and that some qualifications of educators he allegedly employed were awarded by an outfit called the Vocational Driving Institute, which is now deregistered. The ACT government has suspended Mr. Aguer's business and cancelled his accreditation last year, but the bloke's fighting the suspension and claims he plans to reopen. Meanwhile, there's no evidence the federal government is taking any action to recover the 1.6 million. The system is clearly broken. It's called childcare.